Alrighty, Playhouseville, we are back with, once again, Ashley Mae Heumann.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Ashley, you've done a lot of shows here.
Yes.
And, of course, had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
What do you really love about working here at the Playhouse?
Well, I think the best part is that it's a family. And honestly, honest to goodness, there is such a genuine relationship between everyone that is involved. The professionalism here is amazing, which adds to just the overall comfortable, homey feeling. We have one of the most amazing costume directors ever, honestly, that I've ever worked with. This theater has brought in acting to such a higher level than community theater. For one thing, obviously, we get very, compensated for the mm-hmm. hard work that we do here, which is extremely different. You don't get that in any other theater, community-wise. And so, like I said, everything, it's all of the facets that are combined together make it this amazing, amazing treat to constantly enjoy every time that you are a part of the Playhouse.
Yeah, thank you so much about that. That is what we really strive to do. And of course, we really like to create a positive environment here.
Very positive.
And, we weed through people who've come in and try to be negative. This is not how it works here at the Playhouse. Now, when you're working with professional actors, how's that as an actor make it easier for you?
It makes it so much easier because you know that you're on a different level, obviously, and you don't have to worry about, well, am I going to have to carry this person? Am I going to have to carry that person? If I for some reason do forget my line, will the whole show just kind of go south? I mean, that's not even a question in anyone's mind because it's so professional and the actors are so gifted and talented and ready to rock and ready to roll and on their game. And that is the professionalism that is most amazing to work with.
And, of course, you mentioned before with Marilyn Perkins, our costume designer, how she creates these costumes. How do you feel once those costumes are complete and you're gone through your blocking, you've gone through your stage presence and your characterization when that final piece comes to play?
It is the final piece of the entire puzzle, and you are immersed completely, and you are one with that character. It's like being in a Disney movie. She's so good.
Yeah.
The quality of her costumes is literally like watching a Disney movie.
Yeah, and she works really hard to give.
She works very hard.
Individualize the costumes
very meticulously.
It's not something you pick up at Zurcher's or some other place. So.
No.
And with all those combined, and you're working really hard out there with the guests. And what is your most enjoyable? Can I give you an idea of what you, as far as the whole enchilada between the guests and the actors and the Playhouse, and what's your more enjoyable experience here?
Like I said, I just can't. I can't really, explain it any further than it's just a family. Everything about the Playhouse is such. The dynamics are so amazing because everyone is so genuine and does try to lift each other up. We're all literally a big family, and you can't get any cooler or closer than that. We're not a dysfunctional family, but we're like one of those really cool functional families.
We have different levels of people coming here, right? There's different, introverts and extroverts and people who are kind of a combination of those.
Right. And there is no judgment here in any way, shape, or form. Everyone has everything, a different path in life. And all I was saying is that we're harmonious here.
Yes.
Meaning that's what I meant by functional.
Our experience when people come in, they want to go ahead and escape, as well as actors do.
Exactly.
How do you feel when you notice that happens?
I've had a lot that I've dealt with in my life as well. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I've been around so many struggles, things mentally, try to help a lot of people out of their situations of doubt or depression. And so it's, I have... I think this is the perfect opportunity for anyone to say, hey, guess what? I can be me. I can be myself. I can be accepted for who I am. I'm a beautiful, wonderful, talented, amazing person. And I can shine here and be accepted and not be judged. Because to be able to escape from the things in life is very, and to have a cathartic outlet is very healthy. It's very wonderful.
And then when you have obviously an audience that helps you escape,
yes,
it's totally complete.
It's very complete. Yes, I love the people, the audience. I've never had a bad experience with any of the audience members personally. They've all been just so amazing and so funny, and it's just been wonderful. So.
And that's the audience here is, it's like our bosses. I mean, yeah. these are people we have to definitely make sure they're having a great time. They get the escape for the day. They come in, they may have a bad problem or something happened at work or during their life. They come in, they escape, and we make them feel amazing. And you're definitely a huge part of that.
Aw, thank you.
We have classes coming up.
Woo-hoo!
To bring everybody together. So that everybody's not really, we're not trying to say that everybody's not at the same level, but just to make sure everybody's on the same page,
yeah.
More like. And we're also opening up to the public. So that's going to be amazing because people want to be a better version of themselves. They want to be a better salesperson, or they just want to get into acting, or maybe they want to get into immersive acting like here at the Playhouse. So it's going to be a lot of fun to do that. And then, of course, we have a musical murder mystery that we're thinking about.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you were thinking about writing some stuff on that. So you're an actor, and you haven't directed yet, but you're getting that. We could get to that point, but you're writing.
I write a lot of music.
So what are you thinking on that?
You know, I am thinking, woohoo! I'm always excited at any opportunity because songwriting is just as much of a passion as singing. I've come out with different CDs, and I have different songs that I've written that are on online and stuff. And so with that background and experience in the songwriting field, branching out and doing something as far as a score per se, rather than just your own little country honky-tonk song, is going to be just very diverse and exciting, and it just expands my craft, and it gets me to open up and try new things. I'm really excited. I'm definitely excited to do anything and everything that has to do with writing music.
That's excellent, and I can't wait to see it. And we get together with writing the music, writing the show, and put them all together. It's just going to be a great, great product. Something that we've never done.
No.
And I've never even seen a murder mystery musical.
I haven't either.
So it's going to be something that's going to be very entertaining for the audience. And, of course, a lot of our actors get to show their stuff.
Well, yeah, and that's what it is here. We are literally pioneers. We have started the path on fire with so many different original ideas and concepts and ways to express and communicate our theater here. And that's why I say it's an experience. You got to just check it out. Got to see it to believe it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, we've got some shows coming up.
Yeah.
Some really cool shows. One's called The Porter Club Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1920s speakeasy show. And that's going to be, written by Nick Roberts. So one thing we did in going to writing is that we really want our actors to be part of what happens here. And I don't know about any other theaters, but most of the theaters will take something that is from Samuel French or Broadway and things like that. What we do is we take shows that are written by our people.
Right.
How does it feel as an actor to actually act in one of those shows of a creation of another peer?
It is so much more rewarding. I cannot say it any louder or clearer. That's one of the incredible aspects is that I've never had that. I've always had, shows like Showboat, or Sound of Music, and everybody knows all of those, but you come here and you're just in for a real treat because you're so much more involved from ground level, which makes you feel more, focused on I don't know. I really don't know how to say it, but I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. And David Manning was the one who did the witches' trials.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, creation happens, and when we sit down and go over all these things that are going to happen within a show, there's a lot of moving parts.
It becomes your baby. You're at the ground level. You're at the stage of the, you know, where the idea is created.
And A Curse of Toothless Willie was written by myself, Thomas Pitts, and Tim Schmidt.
Yes.
And that was another one where, you know, we wrote. And to be honest, we're moving forward, I think we're writing more than we're actually doing other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Porter Club Mask, like I said, was written by Nick Robertson, along with another one that's coming up. It's going to be a ghost show.
Yeah.
And that's going to be neat because four people are going to be dead and two are going to be alive.
That's going to be intense.
Pushing the envelopes. That's what we love to do here, people. I'll tell you what, get back with Ashley May Human. Get her back to her regular life and not just here in the studios. Thanks, everybody, for out there for the Playhouseville. Join us once again, theplayhouseboise.com, to get our newsletter. We also have all our podcasts over up there,
yeah,
which is this one. And then also our Socketeer Theater.
That was awesome, too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then, of course, all our shows are going to start going up there this week once the coronavirus phase 3 is kind of figured out.
Yeah.
And then don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us there as well. And like us on Twitter and also follow us on Instagram. Have a great day and God bless. Hey all, this is Danny B from Playhouse Unplugged. Thanks for coming out to all our great improv shows. We have another one coming up, Mission Improvable, July 16th. Bring out your gang or your friends or your family to go ahead and see this zany improv show. And then coming August 6th, we are proud to announce Improv Insanity. This is an adult-oriented show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our director, Ann McQueen, has a lot in store. Go to PlayhouseBoise.com to check out all the details, and we will see you here. Alrighty, Playhouseville, welcome back. This is another exciting episode of Playhouse Unplugged. Oh man, we are so excited to get our theater going. We started our second improv show on June 18th. It was amazing. I know the weather is great outside, and we definitely want you to come on back out to July 16th show. Sorry about the governor, you know, having back to stage 3 from stage 4. But I tell you what, we're ready to have a good time out here. I got the great Ashley May Human in the studio today. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Danny boy. I am so excited to be here, and it's just amazing. I hope everyone is doing as wonderful as I feel.
Oh, that is amazing. Because I tell you what, you know, every spirit's down and everything,
yeah.
But, you know, we still, you know, up to 50 people. We can have our come out to our improv shows.
Sure, sure.
And you've been to one. You just went to the one on June 16th.
It was literally one of the most professional improv shows that I have ever been to or watched, for that matter. It was absolutely hysterical. My gut was busting with laughter.
And we'll pay you back a little later on. We'll meet and I'll get you that check. No, fantastic. Yeah, and that's what we really work hard for is every show we do here is about our audience and making them feel
yeah.
like they're part of the show. Tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I am just 5 feet nothing, little package of dynamite that loves to sing and act and dance, and I have been singing and acting and dancing for my entire life, ever since the age of 4. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm not much taller than I was at that time, believe it or not. But that's aside from that, I have two beautiful daughters, Lily and Melody. They're also into the performing arts. I came from a background of a very musical family and theatrical family. I just have always loved to be passionate about life and live with full verve and express that passion on stage and try to help others, you know, just lift people up around me with good energy.
And that you do. Whatever character you do, you really bring your full energy into, and it's lovely to see. How did you get into acting in the first place?
You know, kind of touched on that a little bit, just have always had that fire burning inside of me to be on stage. I've always been a people person. I definitely started out singing in church, you know, trying little groups and things like that to get my feet wet. But then I actually sang, I'm going to kind of throw in a little bit of a musical background as well. The very first performance that I ever did was in the fifth grade, and I sang I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a challenge.
That was a huge ballad for a little fourth or fifth.
Wow.
Anyway, so I got up there. I was so nervous, so I kind of held my head up really high in the air, but I still belted it out because I could just feel it in my soul. And that was my first experience with people really reacting, and I got a standing ovation in the school. So that really made me feel special. And after that, I started acting for the Missoula Children's Theater.
Oh, in Montana.
Yeah, they actually came and did a bunch of stuff at our schools in Caldwell, Idaho. So that's where I went to school. And so every year they would come and I would audition for their plays. And unfortunately, I made it every year up until I was like 14 years old. And then at that time, I was old enough to be in the high school musicals. So I was I got some leading roles as a freshman in high school. So it's been constant. You know, just stepping up and up and up and up with more experience and bigger roles. And then my very first professional gig was when I graduated early and I went up to Max and Dinner Theater. That was the time of my life. And I was Ado Annie in Oklahoma and Alice in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. I was 17 years old, the youngest in an entire cast of like 25 people. I think, I think everybody was at least like 2 or 3 years older than me.
That's excellent. So when you were acting for these dinner theaters, what kind of experience was that for you?
It was absolutely amazing. It was the very first dinner theater that I'd ever performed at. Everything else was, you know, school oriented, but this was in Island Park. It was near Yellowstone. You know, it was just an amazing getaway for everyone. So everyone had a good vibe and energy all around you and just happy to be there. So, you know, I helped serve, like, the drinks as the people were seating. So, you know, when you were up there as an actor, as an actress, you kind of did everything. You kind of, like, you know, were greeting the people and serving the people. And then when the time was up to go on the stage, you went up on the stage and did your thing. So it's much like it is here. This is the most amazing environment that I have been in as far as a dinner theater here at the Playhouse since that time.
Yeah, you're really looking to get that paycheck, I'm telling you. No, it's great.
Jeez, Dan, I was hoping you would kind of keep that on the down.
I know. Sorry, people out there in Playhouse land. Hey, I tell you what. You know, you've been doing a lot of shows.
Yes.
And you really got into musicals.
Yes.
Give me kind of an idea how you got into that side of it.
You know, my dad played probably every lead role that there ever was when he was in high school, as far as like Fagin and Oliver and...
Wow, mentor.
You know, all those huge roles as well. And so I just think... Even before I was a thought in the wind, that kind of was inside of me. And then when I, you know, after got older, then my dad's influence just kind of rubbed off on me. And he's always been just very supportive of my musical endeavors and musical theater endeavors. And my brother was in musicals, so it's kind of a whole family thing.
Wow, that's excellent. And when you do your characters, you've done a lot of them. You were mentioning quite a few of them. How do you get yourself into character and learn how to do that part?
Well, you know, it's very fun and it's very challenging. And I've taught myself a lot of how to, you know, technically get into there mentally on the right level. But I've had some amazing actors and actresses along the way try to help me. With remembering to, you know, breathe, the right breathing exercises. It's much like singing. It's basically the same thing. You have to be one body, mind, and soul. You know, everything has to be in harmony so that you can get up there and actually become that character. You leave your identity at home. And it's so much fun to be someone and fully, you know, delve yourself into that environment and that character. I guess I would say I'm very, very quiet before I get on stage, and I do a lot of just meditating.
Right. Yeah, get yourself ready for the start of the show. And for young actors who are out there, how much preparation does it take to get into that character?
Well, you have to do a lot of preparation. It's different for everyone. I mean, everyone kind of has their own little niches, and mm-hmm. some people can maybe take a little bit of a shorter amount of time, you know, getting into their character as opposed to another actor or actress. But it's all relative, and you know, it's just work hard, live every moment fighting for what you want as far as what your aspirations, dreams, and goals are. And when you're in that mentality and you're preparing and you're going over your lines and focusing, you will get anything accomplished that you set your mind to.
Yeah, and that is very well said. And, of course, you've been a professional actor here at the Playhouse.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 2 years?
I think so.
Something around there,
yeah.
2 years?
You better be careful what you say there.
I know. I already said somebody's been here for, like, 5 years, and they're only here for 3, so. But the thing is that...
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, of course, yeah. The audience here is totally different than a lot of theaters you go to.
Yes.
How do you feel when you're in character working with an audience?
It is a completely new dimension. You break down the fourth wall. I know we've used that term several times, but it cannot be any more true right now than it is and was. It's an environment where the audience is so involved, and everything is immersive, and there's just this synergy between the audience and the actors and the actresses, and you know, everyone here kind of feeds off of each other, and so it builds each other up, and you kind of just have this amazing experience. It's the Playhouse is not just a theater, it's an experience, and it's just one that you have to come to witness to find out all of the amazing facets that reflect around it.
And when you're working with an audience, you know, obviously, it's just not being on stage. You're within the audience. How do you feel as your character when they start asking you stuff that's off the stage?
You literally forget who you were. You literally are just... the last play I was in, I was Mad Rose, and I was in an Irish accent, and I was really, you know, involved in talking to older people, and I was like, oh, hey there, little lads and lasses, and I was so excited, and then I forgot that my name was Ashley May. Literally.
And that's what you escape from your
self. Yeah, you escape from the world, and that's part of the experience, and that's part of the beauty of it, that of the fourth wall being broken.
And is there a lot of times where audience try to throw you off?
Yes, which makes it very challenging. So you really got to be on your game. Improv is the most challenging but rewarding style of acting that I have ever done with this audience and with the fellow cast, because, you know, I'm a script actress. That's traditionally what my background was, completely all script acting. This is the very first time that I've actually done this theater. So it's such a challenge, but I'm always like rock on and ready to accept the challenge.
So what do you like the difference between script acting and improv acting?
Well, I think that they are both quite amazing in their own ways, mm-hmm. honestly. And yep. that's honest to goodness answer. Like,
true.
I can't really say I love one more than the other after this experiences that I've had here. So,
I know we've done script shows here before.
Well, yeah.
It's just obviously it's a lot different with the immersive side of it. Neither we're doing script or improv. It's
right.
still immersive.
It's still very immersive.
Because that's what we really practice here. So what is your favorite part that you've done so far here?
Oh, definitely... both, I've done, several things, but both of the roles that I've loved the most was playing Mad Rose and being feisty and pulling on, 6'3", people's ears and getting them down to my level.
Captain Redbeard.
Getting them down to my level and being like, that's right, you know, you can't mess with this package of dynamite. And then, the witch's play, though that was... an amazing experience, so full of energy, so it was magical, literally. Like, you just forgot that there wasn't magic going on the stage. That character, I can't remember. Violet, that's her name. Violet,
yes.
I was very ditzy. It was such a contrast. The characters have been so, you know, way different on each side. So, and that I'm used to that. I'm used to playing very, very diverse roles in every theater that I've ever been in. So, to make a long story short, to finish, she was awesome because she was so ditzy and she was just like, la, 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 I love unicorns and magic. And it was just so easy to just kind of, you know, float away.
That it was definitely that character. And both of them were amazingly done. You did a great job doing that. I tell you what, Playhouse, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with Ashley Mae Heumann.